Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The other day I mentioned that somebody sent us a text and they said that a psychologist on TV said, here's two rules to live by now that we're all living in tight spaces for good emotional and mental health. You should have a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative comments. 5-to-1. Never thought about it that way. And before speaking, ask yourself, is it kind? Is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Is it true? Is it necessary? When you're living in tight quarters with folks. We reached out this morning to Allison Johnson. She's the manager of behavioral health at Central DuPage Hospital and Delnor Hospital. Allison, you're on WGN Radio. Give us a couple minutes of your time, if you don't mind. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm pretty well. So far, so good.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Do you have any rules to live by? I mean, it's not like we don't love our family and know them or our workmates, but people are generally stressed right now. Do you have any coping mechanisms for us?
Yes, I would say that, you know, some disruption in relationship is going to be kind of normal. People aren't used to being all together like we have been these days. And, people are going to get a little short-tempered. Cabin fever is going to set in. And I would say the first thing to always be thinking right now is, how can I correct the situation? How can I, you know, apologize or approach this individual so that we can fix this now and then chalk it up to the tensions and not to the relationship? So, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, if you have arguments with your kids and your spouse, there's nowhere to go. And so this is a great opportunity for us to, you know, practice good relationship, conflict management skills, and apologies.
Apologies, huh?
Yep.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, you know what? That's another thing that people need to take a look at is even if you didn't do anything wrong, you still want to try to correct a relationship so everybody can live as tension-free as possible. There's enough from the externals, I would just say, just have a conversation with the family to say, this is really unusual. We're going to get it on each other's nerves. Let's give each other the benefit of the doubt when somebody's cross. Apologize. Let's fix it.
Yeah, maybe this is not the best time to try and correct other people's behavior, too. If I've been working on you picking up your socks, Mr. Teenager, or if the husband and wife have been trying to resolve some matter of conflict between the two of them, maybe right now is not the best time to try and manage all of those things or correct those things, fix those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, wave the white flag. You know, this is truce time, no matter what.
It's funny because there was a couple of memes I was going to mention, and one was a picture of Rod Blagojevich, and the caption is, wait, now you're telling me I can't leave my house? Go figure. And another one is looking at a map for some weekend travel ideas, and it's a picture of the floor plan of a home. People are really feel captive right now, don't they, Allison?
They really do, and I'm one of the people who has been doing some telehealth visits. I still do therapy on the side at nighttime for some people because I just love the work and helping people. But I'm an administrator by day. And one of the things I heard from one of my patients last night was, what do I do with these children? They are at loose ends. They are used to socializing all the time, having the structure of school, et cetera. So that's his major stressor, is trying to help his teenage children navigate this, especially one who's pretty active and can't get out of the house. And so the kids are pushing at the doors, hey, can I go to the Dairy Queen with my friend, et cetera? And it's like, no, you can't. So what are we going to do instead? And I suggested a family brainstorming meeting involves, you know, your children and what they would like to do.
Right.
And consider it a positive time, an unusual circumstance where you can do things that you normally don't have time to do, but involve the kids so that they can weigh in on it and try to get some buy-in.
It sounds so old school, but playing a board game with your kids. I mean, if you don't have the virus and they don't have the virus, I know board games are tactile events, but it's also safe if you all are self-isolated. And lo and behold, Monopoly is not a bad way to kill a couple of hours.
No, kids think that board games these days are spelled B-O-R-E-D game.
Yeah.
But that's not true. They just don't, you know, have the experience like we did. I remember rainy days. I'm the same age as you. I checked you out, John. So, and so, you know, that's what we did. And it was lots of fun. Learned to play chess, things like that. I mean, things that we can dredge up from the past are not bad.
Allison Johnson, I'm out of time. I'm going to call you again. Allison is the manager of behavioral health at Central DuPage Hospital and Delnor Hospital, too. Nice to hear your voice this morning. Keep doing what you're doing, Allison.
Thanks.
Have a good day. By the way, speaking of other ways to get from A to Z these days, I posted on my Facebook page, I'm WGN King John, yesterday, our coping with Corona or COVID-19 blog was books that you're reading that are good old reads. And boy, did you have some good suggestions. I'll give you a few of those after the news. The news is next.